Holy Gospel comes from Matthew, chapter 5. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the council. So if you are offering your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the guard, and you are thrown in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." This is the gospel of our Lord. In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority. Amen. The land will rejoice. The land will sing. This is the hope that the prophet Isaiah spoke of in our chapter reading this morning. A picture of the world around us lifting up praise to God. But why? When we look back before chapter 35 of Isaiah's prophecy, we see that it's kind of an interesting reason why the land is rejoicing. Back in chapter 34, the Lord had given the promise that he was going to destroy the nations of the world. His judgment and fury was against the nations. He was furious, we are told, against all of their host, and he had given all of them over to destruction. And then the picture that goes forward in Isaiah chapter 34 is one of the cities being devastated and the plants taking over the walls and the empty buildings, the jackals and the hyenas running through the streets that were once inhabited. And it is this picture of cities laid waste and overgrown by the world that causes the verses that we read this morning of the land rejoicing and singing to God. Interesting that the world rejoices at the destruction of mankind's nations and cities. But if we go to Joel's prophecy in Joel chapter 2, we hear about the way that mankind has lived in the creation ever since the fall in the garden. And in Joel chapter 2, we see an image that in front of mankind, the world is like a garden. It's like Eden. But then everywhere that mankind is gone, Joel tells us, behind mankind is devastation, wilderness, and total destruction to the land. Moses, when he was giving the people the Torah at Mount Sinai, so many of those laws had centered around the idea of Sabbath. And Sabbath was about stopping. Stopping from work. And in particular, the Sabbath was meant to take care of the servants who were being overworked. It was meant to take care of the animals that were being overworked. And it was meant to take care of the land that was being used. And Moses told the people, if you are to be faithful to the Creator God, you must stop and at least pause once a week for rest for the servants, the animals, the land. You must pause at least once every 7 years and let the land and the animals rest for a year. You must pause every 49 years and bring liberation and reorganization of the land. In Leviticus chapter 26, then Moses gives the promises on behalf of God and says, if you keep these Sabbaths, everything will be great. You will prosper, the land will prosper, the servants, the animals will prosper. But then the flip side of Leviticus 26 is, if you do not keep these Sabbaths, you will destroy yourselves and the land around you, and you will be hauled off into exile. And then God said, when you are in exile, then finally the land will have a chance to breathe. And it will rest once I have hauled you off. So the picture we are given in Isaiah's prophecy is one where the land is rejoicing and happy that it has been liberated from our use, abuse, and overwork. And if we go to Paul's great letter of the Romans, in Romans chapter 8, there's this grand vision that Paul has where he's looking at the culmination of all things through Jesus and his Spirit. And he says that the whole creation has been groaning like a woman in childbirth from the fall. The creation is groaning and crying out in pain. And Paul says this groaning creation is waiting for one thing. The revealing of the children of God. And Paul says that with Jesus and with the pouring out of his Spirit, the children of God have finally been revealed. A new humanity, a new people that won't be like Cain's line. Cain, you may remember, one of two sons of Adam and Eve, he killed his brother Abel. But something that we often miss in the story is Cain, after he kills his brother Abel, goes out and builds the first city. And his line propagates cities that lead to the great Tower of Babel. And in all of this city building, the land is laid waste. So the creation has been groaning under the weight of Cain's line, looking for liberation, looking for a new people. Children from God that will serve the land and care for it the way that they were instructed in Genesis 2 in the garden. As the image of Isaiah 35 moves forward, we hear some interesting pictures. The eyes of the blind are opened. The ears of the deaf are unstopped. The lame man will leap like a deer. The tongue of the mute will sing for joy. As we walk through Matthew's gospel this year, we saw those very images. The blind were healed. The deaf could listen. The lame walked again. The mute were able to sing praises. And so with Jesus, we see the beginning of the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 35. He is creating a new people. Healing the blind, the deaf, the lame, the brokenness of us as people, and turning us into a new children, a new people. A new people that the land has been waiting for. And in the vision of Isaiah 35, we also hear that there's going to be a way of holiness, a path to new life. And people will walk that path, and they will prosper. And a remnant will walk this path. And Jesus came saying, follow me. I am the way. And so as this Easter, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection and victory of Jesus, we recognize that Isaiah 35 is coming to its fulfillment right now, right here with us. The dead have begun to be raised with Jesus. He has poured out his Spirit upon us, called us on a new way, called us to be a new people, to be the children of God. People that will cause the groaning and aching land around us to begin to rejoice and sing. Because we are people who are for the land, caretakers, servants, who embrace it with love and care, and do not look at it as a commodity to be used for our gain. So Isaiah the prophet leaves us with two things this morning. The first is opening our vision that the resurrection of Jesus is not just about us. It may begin with humanity. There's a whole world out there eager for the resurrection to take place. Eager for us to be filled with new life, to be transformed from our sinfulness, that we might love and care for the creation. The resurrection of Jesus is for the land. It's for its sake, that the world may flourish like a garden again. And then Isaiah the prophet also leaves us with a question. Question of what kind of people are we? Are we a people like Cain? Builders, grabbers, greedy to take anything we can in order to benefit ourselves in the short term? Or are we a people like Jesus? Servants who give, lay down their life so that others may prosper, and so that even the land will prosper. Jesus has given us his Spirit. We are his people. Let us walk in that so that the land may rejoice at our presence in the world.